Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Muscle for Life by Michael Matthews is a practical fitness guide designed to help everyday people build muscle, lose fat, and improve health with methods that fit real schedules. Known for a skeptical, research-aware approach, Matthews focuses on evidence-based training, nutrition, and habit strategies rather than fads or extreme protocols. The book aims to answer the recurring questions that frustrate beginners and experienced lifters alike: how to structure workouts for consistent progress, how to eat for leanness without misery, and how to stay strong and energetic as the years pass. It is written for readers who want clarity on what matters most, including progressive overload, smart exercise selection, sustainable calorie control, and recovery. While the tone is motivational, the core value is guidance that is meant to be measurable and repeatable, helping readers build a long-term system instead of chasing quick fixes that rarely last. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a simple strength training system built on progressive overload, a central theme is that physiques change when performance improves, and performance improves when training is structured around progressive overload. The book emphasizes lifting with purpose, selecting effective movements, tracking key lifts, and gradually increasing reps, weight, or quality of execution over time. Instead of constantly changing routines, the approach favors consistency long enough to master technique and see clear strength trends. Readers are guided toward prioritizing compound exercises that deliver a lot of stimulus for the time invested, while still using accessory work to bring up lagging muscle groups and reduce imbalance risk. The training philosophy also highlights the difference between feeling sore and making progress. Soreness can happen, but it is not the goal. The goal is steady improvement in the gym while managing fatigue so workouts remain productive. The overall system is designed to be understandable. Establish a baseline, train hard but not recklessly, measure performance, and adjust based on results. This makes it easier for readers to diagnose stalls, avoid random program hopping, and maintain momentum for months rather than weeks. Secondly, Nutrition for Getting Lean Without Losing Strength. Muscle for Life frames fat loss as a controllable process rooted in energy balance, with practical guidance on how to eat in a calorie deficit while preserving strength and muscle. Rather than promoting restrictive rules, it focuses on setting a realistic calorie target, maintaining adequate protein intake, and choosing foods that make adherence easier. The book also connects nutrition decisions to training performance. Cutting too aggressively can sap energy, reduce gym output, and make the process feel punishing, while a more moderate deficit is often more sustainable and protective of lean mass. Alongside calorie control, readers are encouraged to think in terms of consistency and weekly averages, which helps reduce anxiety around day-to-day fluctuations on the scale. The nutrition message is not only about losing weight, but about arriving at a leaner body that can still perform. This means balancing macronutrients in a way that supports hard training, managing hunger through smart food choices, and building eating patterns that can continue after the initial cutting phase. The result is a framework for getting leaner while still feeling capable in the gym and in daily life. Thirdly, training and recovery choices that support longevity. The book ties fitness success to a long game mindset. You want results you can keep, and that requires respecting recovery. It emphasizes that adaptation happens outside the gym, making sleep, stress management, and sensible training volume essential. Instead of turning every session into a maximal effort test, the approach promotes repeatable hard work paired with enough rest to maintain good form and joint comfort. Readers are guided to pay attention to warning signs of excessive fatigue, such as persistent performance drops, aches that worsen with training, or motivation that collapses for weeks. By recognizing these signals early, lifters can adjust volume, intensity, or exercise selection before problems become injuries. The overall message is that longevity does not mean training lightly, it means training intelligently. That includes warming up, using good technique, and progressing at a pace that your tendons and connective tissues can tolerate. The book also highlights how recovery capacity can vary by age, lifestyle, and stress load, so the best plan is the one that you can execute consistently while staying healthy. This makes the program philosophy relevant for readers who want to stay lean and strong for decades. Fourthly, practical guidance on supplements and fitness myths. Another important topic is separating what works from what is merely marketed. The book takes a pragmatic stance on supplements, treating them as optional tools rather than magic solutions. The emphasis is on getting the fundamentals right first: training progression, adequate protein, calorie control, and sleep. Only after those are stable does it make sense to consider supplements that have stronger evidence and clear use cases. Alongside supplements, the book addresses common fitness myths that distract people from doing what is effective, such as the idea that you need constant muscle confusion, extreme meal timing strategies, or endless cardio to get lean. By focusing on a smaller set of high-impact behaviors, readers can avoid wasting money and effort. This is especially helpful for beginners who feel overwhelmed by conflicting advice and for experienced trainees who have accumulated habits that may not be pulling their weight. The myth-busting angle is not only about being right in theory, it is about protecting motivation. When readers understand which levers matter most, progress becomes more predictable and setbacks feel more solvable. The book aims to replace confusion with a clearer decision-making framework that supports long-term consistency. Lastly, building habits, tracking progress, and staying consistent, Muscle for Life treats consistency as a skill that can be built through simple systems. It encourages readers to track the variables that matter, such as workout performance, body weight trends, and key measurements, so decisions are based on evidence rather than emotion. This reduces the tendency to overreact to short-term fluctuations and helps readers make small, timely adjustments. The book also supports the idea of planning around real-life constraints, work, family, travel, and shifting motivation. Instead of requiring perfection, it promotes habits that can survive imperfect weeks, including manageable workout schedules and flexible nutrition strategies. The mindset component is practical. Set clear goals, define what success looks like week to week, and create routines that reduce decision fatigue. Readers are urged to use feedback loops, for example, evaluating strength progress and body composition changes over several weeks to decide whether to increase calories, decrease calories, or maintain. This approach can help people break cycles of starting and stopping by making progress feel more controllable. Ultimately, the book positions fitness as an ongoing practice where small, repeatable actions compound into a leaner, stronger, healthier body over time. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a clear, no-drama plan for getting lean and strong, including beginners who need structure, intermediate lifters who feel stuck, and busy adults who want results without living in the gym. It can benefit a reader's life by turning fitness into a repeatable system. You learn how to train with measurable progression, how to eat in a way that supports both fat loss and performance, and how to manage recovery so you can keep going year after year. Those skills extend beyond aesthetics, improving energy, confidence, and resilience in daily life. Compared to similar fitness books that lean heavily on hype, extreme restrictions, or overly complex programming, Muscle for Life stands out for its practicality and focus on fundamentals that have broad support in modern strength and nutrition thinking. The emphasis on tracking, consistency, and decision-making helps readers avoid the trap of chasing novelty and instead build momentum. If you want a guide that prioritizes what reliably works and helps you maintain progress at any age, this book is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Michael Matthews, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.